Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. Hi, folks. Recently, I was doing some web browsing, looking at how various database and data management tool vendors are positioning themselves nowadays. Here are three quotes which seem pretty typical. Such and such a company provides business agility by integrating disparate data from any enterprise source, big data, and cloud in real time. Or, easily discover and securely share live governed data across your business. Or, unlock unlimited business value by turning data into your greatest asset. Sounds easy, doesn't it? By the way, these vendors all sell very good technology, so there is nothing strictly untruthful about these words. The thing is that they don't tell the whole story. It's a bit like toothpaste vendors. Think of Crest or Colgate or Tom's who say, get a brighter, whiter smile, but leave out the detail that it is not enough to buy the toothpaste. You also need to use it to brush your teeth. That's a silly analogy. Of course, everyone knows that. But when it comes to data, there are things that not everyone seems to know. That's what I want to talk about today. The sad truth about data. Data is the fuel of all analytics, whether you want to provide accurate, timely information to decision makers on the front lines, or provide a comprehensive customer dashboard to your executives, or do a predictive demand forecast, or simply complete your annual budget. Unfortunately, many analytics projects end up costing more and taking longer than planned due to data quality and other data-related issues. If you don't have the right data for your goal, you won't get it done. By the right data, I mean well-governed and therefore trustworthy data, data at the appropriate level of detail, data from different systems that are linked in a coherent way, and data that is readily available, by which I mean that no one should have to do any extra work for that data to be fit for purpose. It sounds obvious, doesn't it? But in our experience, companies rarely have the right data ready to go. And about 75% of the time, despite being warned, it comes as a surprise. There are three primary reasons for this confusion. Reason number one, the finance or business function who wants the new capabilities have unrealistic expectations about the availability of the right data. Here's a red flag statement. But Jane, our financial analyst, does this already in Excel, so how hard can it possibly be? Reason number two, the IT function that manages the systems from which the data is to be procured have insufficient understanding of the business intricacies of how the data will be used, levels of detail required, and the data transformations needed. Here's a red flag statement for this one. Just tell me what you need and I can get it for you, no problem. Reason number three, neither finance nor the business nor IT realize that the data needed to achieve the goals of the project are not being collected or stored anywhere. Here's a red flag statement for this one. I'm sure it's in the data warehouse. The situation is exacerbated by overeager and sometimes sincere software vendors, like the ones I mentioned earlier, who either claim that their solution will address this magically or take the most optimistic view possible of data requirements. Here's our advice. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It is difficult, though. There is so much hype about the wonders of technology, and you cannot possibly research everything yourself, that it becomes natural to doubt your own judgment and be ready to take a leap of faith. After all, why would so many venture capitalists invest in this technology if it weren't any good? This is where it's important to listen to your inner voice of reason. The technology may be excellent in a narrow sense, but to be successful in your context, it will need to operate smoothly within your unique environment. This includes integrating with data residing on other systems, as well as with human business processes that produce, transform, and move the data. Consider this analogy. You can buy the best exercise machine in the world, but if you don't have space for it in your house, which is integrating with other systems, and you don't adjust your daily routine to include using it, that's human processes, it will not do you much good. The secret to success with analytics lies in good data preparation. Here's another analogy. I love to eat delicious food, which is why I cook. Cooking is usually easy once all the ingredients have been prepared. Ingredient preparation, like cleaning and chopping, are the parts of the process I like the least. If you're making an Asian-style stir fry, you can easily spend 40 minutes prepping, 5 minutes cooking, and about 1 minute gobbling it all down, especially if you're my kid. Data preparation is like food preparation. If you don't prep well, there will be a price to pay. According to the internet, Abraham Lincoln once said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." Data scientists, who are the people who build the fancy models, sometimes joke that 95% of an analytics project lies in data preparation. Data preparation is not just the data engineering exercise of building data pipelines that transport and transform data, but includes iterative cycles of data exploration and hypothesis testing, which inform the scope and goals of the project. In one example of a customer we worked with, the client was looking for a way to create a financial forecast while the COVID-19 pandemic was raging. Traditional predictive demand forecasting techniques were not applicable because historical patterns had been rendered irrelevant. Instead, they were looking to understand the causal factors driving their business. When the project began, they had gut feelings about what those causal factors would be. They were ultimately proved wrong through a series of iterative explorations and statistical analyses of the data. Once they understood what the true drivers were, they were in a stronger position and able to explore scenarios based on tweaking those drivers to come up with a better forecast in the COVID-19 situation. In another example, a global financial consolidation client assumed that the different accounting or ERP systems like Oracle Financials and JD Edwards used by their subsidiaries across the globe had consistent definitions of their charts of accounts. While this appeared to be the case when you looked at it superficially, it turned out after some iterative data exploration that there were significant inconsistencies and that there was a need to define and agree on a standardized global chart of accounts and then define mappings between each of the subsidiary ERP systems to that global chart. Note that neither defining a standardized global chart of accounts nor defining mappings from each of the subsidiary ERP systems to the global chart are problems that can be solved magically by technology. But you can solve the problem more quickly if you have the right technology tools at your disposal. Conversely, if you deny the existence of the problem, it can be very costly. This example shows the interplay between data prep and human business processes. So let me wrap it up with this summary. The primary cause of failure for analytics initiatives is a lack of data readiness. A lack of data readiness is often caused by over-optimism, technical or business naivete, or simply misplaced expectations. Consequently, project plans end up being light on data readiness assessments and mitigation steps for data preparation. This leads to later identification of serious data issues and a higher likelihood of costly rework resulting in time and budget overruns. We recommend that to mitigate this very real risk, you should plan to identify data-related issues as early as possible and be ready to invest in whatever data preparation work that is needed before you go too far. As they say, bad news does not get better with age. The sad truth about data problems is that most of the horror stories about cost overruns and delayed or failed projects could have been avoided by taking a realistic and common sense approach to data preparation from the start. Quantify your data issues as early as possible. It may require a modest upfront investment, but it's worth it. Besides keeping your project on time and on budget, it can even improve the quality of what you get at the end, not least because your project delivery team will be able to focus on delivering success and not spend time being stressed out about meeting deadlines. It all helps. Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.